27-year-old Ruby, not her real name, listens attentively during an awareness seminar on human trafficking. Ruby was a victim of human trafficking, an ordeal that lasted just over a year. Last year, she registered with an agency that promised her work in Libya as a caregiver to the elderly. Being her family's sole breadwinner, she hoped to send part of her income back home to take care of her mother and siblings. But when she reached Tripoli, her passport was confiscated and she was later subjected to both physical and sexual abuse. The session she's attending is a seminar in which trafficking victims are equipped with business skills. Ruby says a lot needs to be done to bring human trafficking to an end.
Most people are supposed to be educated about human trafficking so that they get awareness and they get to know what happens and creating job opportunities, mostly in Kenya, because lack of jobs is what tends to give people ideas to get those outside jobs.
Ruby is one of 200 victims rescued by Awareness Against Human Trafficking, or HEART, an organization formed 4 years ago to combat human trafficking in Kenya. For the past 3 years, Kenya has been on the U.S. State Department's Tier 2 watch list for failing to seriously tackle the problem. 3 years ago, Kenya enacted its Counter-Trafficking in Persons Act, but the law has had little impact on curbing human trafficking. The Cradle, a children's protective foundation, says there have been very few successful prosecutions because of the high threshold of evidence required to obtain a conviction. Meet Sophie Otiende, a project consultant at HEART. Today, she is moderating the business training session. 17 years ago, Otiende herself was a victim of human trafficking. She has since recovered from the trauma and uses her experience to encourage and empower those in similar situations. She says greed is what fuels this global scourge.
So long as we want to get things cheap, there's always going to be trafficking. There was slavery, now there's trafficking, because we need different things and we have to find a way to get them in the cheapest possible way, and that trafficking is the fuel.
The International Labour Organization says human trafficking is the second largest source of illegal income worldwide, exceeded only by drugs trafficking. And according to UNICEF, 1.2 million children are trafficked every year. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.